Blog Talk Radio.
I'm going to a city that's set on a hill. Its ruler and maker is the Lord God above. Oh, I'm going to a city, and it's set on a hill. And someday I'll be in heaven, and there'll be no sorrow there. Oh, I'm going to a city, it lies four square. The gates are made.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Hi, this is Susan Puzio, and I want to welcome you to the Prophetic News Radio broadcast on Blog Talk Radio. And we have a special guest for you today, Christine Wick, and we are going to talk about the mark of the beast, the number 666. What does it also have to do with Obamacare? And how many of you out there have felt like your privacy is really being invaded? Well, what privacy? That's what I want to know. So, anyway, we'll be bringing our guest on in a few moments here. But we want to let you know that the chat room is open. So we'll be looking for your comments. And also, this is a live call-in program. And you can call in at 914-338-1638. We also have a website. There's hundreds of articles on there from many different ministries that will bless you, propheticnews.com. So why don't you check that out? Also, we do have a YouTube channel, Prophetic News TV. So there's some videos up there you might want to look at. We make videos, and I'm just learning, really. So we make videos from our radio broadcasts, and those are there. So those are some things that you can avail yourself to that will help you grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But let's look at a couple scriptures here. Revelation 13:18 says, here is wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast. For it is the number of a man, and his number is 666. So that is the mark of the beast. And that's someone who may be on the scene now. I don't know who it is. Or he may be coming on the scene. The Bible also talks about the son of perdition. John 17:12, while I was with them in the world, I kept them in thy name, and those that thou gavest me I have kept, and none of them is lost but the son of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfilled. 2 Thessalonians 2:3 says, let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come, except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. So we do see that it's so prevalent in the church world today, is the falling away, and the falling away from the faith, the falling away from solid Bible teaching. We have mainly a gospel, on, especially on television, of fables and buying blessings. you know, if you've ever been to Rome and if you've ever seen that St. Peter's Basilica there, it's quite the place. Now, they built that place with selling indulgences, and basically the same thing that Mike Murdoch and TVN and mostly all the so-called Christian networks do, is they sell indulgences, they sell miracles, and they're able to build kingdoms. But these kingdoms don't last when they're built on sinking sand. Only what we do in the name of Jesus Christ and what we do out of a pure heart will stand. So know that God knows everything and he sees everything. So there's nothing lost with God. But the word perdition means to lose, to ruin, utter destruction, the utter loss of a soul, future misery or eternal death. And the impenitent sinner is condemned to final perdition. So we want to make sure that we preach the gospel and we give people every opportunity to accept the Lord Jesus Christ into their life and have a life change and to go from being one type of a person to being a new creature, and all things will become new. So I'm going to bring my guest on. Hi, Christine.
Hello, Susan. How are you?
Good. Good to hear you.
Thank you, and thank you for having me on today.
Oh, yes. I always enjoy having you on. How's your garden?
Oh, it's stressing with the heat, I tell you.
Oh, really?
We've got 95 degrees again today, but, you know, I mean, it just takes a toll on some of these northern Michigan plants that are not used to this.
Yeah, northern Michigan is right, 95. Yeah, well, even here in Florida, it takes a toll, the heat. Some of the flowers do good, but
yeah, well, they prefer it to be 7 degrees and raining, and we haven't had a summer like that to this time around, so they're stressing.
Yeah, well, we can see that truly we are in the end times. I expect that the price of corn already is going through the roof, and with the drought in many areas and this heat, so we're going to see food prices going up and up and up in the next few months.
Yes.
It's quite the time, but I was very interested in this topic because I think people know a little bit about the mark of the beast and the beast, and of course we're going to talk about how some of it does relate to this Obamacare, and, of course, the terrible invasion of privacy in our lives. Basically, you don't have any privacy.
Understood, yes. But, you know, I guess I'd like to start off with just the idea here of the Boyle Frog Theory. Are you familiar with that?
Yeah.
Okay. For those of the listeners who are not, the Boyle Frog Theory is quite simple, and it really applies to the Mark of the Beast here from what we are seeing taking place that started back in the 1970s. Take a pan of boiling water. I mean, don't do this. I mean, this is cruel, but it actually does work. If you take a pan of boiling water and you put a frog in it, he immediately jumps out. I mean, it's too hot. Get me out of here. However, if you take a pan of cool water and you put him in it and then you turn on the burners, that frog will sit there in the pan and cook.
Oh.
I mean, that's the idea here. He doesn't realize, the frog does not realize that it is getting warmer and warmer to the point where now there is no point of any return. It's too late. And that's the same thing with the devil using this type of idea. Well, one thing, it's in God's plan to have a mark come out. So you can argue to say, well, this is God's plan. It's not going to be stopped. And that is true. But the devil also has got to fool people. And
yeah.
The way to do that is that Boyle Frog Theory. Just start with very small little increments, and then by the time we know it, we're wondering how we got this far.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what I want to show people today, how this has crept up into our lives, and maybe some of us don't even realize it. And what we need to be aware of, I don't believe the mark of the beast is right now. Obviously, it is not. Because you can still walk into a store without having a mark on your hand or your forehead and buy your products. But do you actually realize how close we are to this?
Yes, very close. Very close. It's to me, I can't believe how the privacy of every individual is constantly being evaded. No matter what you do, you're a suspect.
Absolutely. And, you know, the technology that's available now for surveillance, we've got that facial technology now. You know, that's being used overseas in a lot of cities as their means of helping with crime, and it works. See, that's the problem. It works.
Yeah, see, there's that theory, though. It works. And, of course, we're having a convention, Republican convention in Tampa coming up in a few weeks, and they're saying they're going to use these drones. They're going to start using these drones to spy on people.
Yep. That in itself, there was a prediction within the next 8 years that there's going to be 80,000 drones in the air across the United States. This is not just for, you know, bad people and to keep, you know, an eye on traffic or, you know, this is meant to get the government to control everything.
Well, what exactly is a drone?
Well, it's not manned. This is something that can be controlled off the ground, and it can be controlled miles away. Or it's a type of aircraft, a vehicle, some, you know, it could be the size of your garage. It could be something very small. It could be radio, you know, it's radio-controlled plane.
Radio-controlled.
Kind of that idea. Of course, much more sophisticated.
So it flies through the sky, and what does it do when it flies through the sky?
Well, it takes surveillance.
Yeah.
It can have heat sensors on it, so
It can look inside your house.
Yep, it can be that just critique just the littlest areas. It can use a heat sensor where it could go over areas that are very remote, and they could monitor human activity in those areas.
Yeah, they look for heat, yeah.
Yeah, umpteen amount of things. It could be looking for a particular type of automobile that has a sensor in it.
Most of our cars do today.
Yep. It could be looking for somebody with a chip in them. this could go on and on and on. The fact is, this can now go into areas of mountains. And you think you got yourself a little hideout cabin somewhere, that ain't going to fly now. Don't mind the pun here. And I heard this from somebody who was very knowledgeable in this. And he says, 40, 50 years ago, to have a revolution against the government would probably be possible. To have a rise against the government, a revolution. To do that today, and with the technology that they have available now, he says it would be nearly impossible. As soon as a small group of uprising would happen, it would be immediately squashed because of the technology available.
Yeah.
And I thought, you know what? That makes sense as to when the Antichrist comes to power, the saints are powerless against him.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, it'd be unbelievable. And you're like, well, even the Obamacare bill, you think, okay, I'm going to, no way. If I got to take my family and move up to a cabin somewhere, you know, we're going to do that. We're going to live off the grid. We're going to prepare and we're going to hunker down. We can do without. I don't think you're going to be able to.
So what does... speaking about the Obamacare, how does that pertain to the Mark of the Beast? Now, why are you saying that no one will be able to get away from it?
Well, for one thing, it's the technology that's available. Okay. Now, this is going to obviously move into a much bigger realm as things get more and more into the technology age of chipping or putting barcodes on skins or just scanning things. Everything's scan. But something you got to just bear with me here, because I see the trickle down here of this boiling frog theory. First of all, the Obamacare bill, when it was first written up, it was called what? The H.R. 3200?
Something like that.
Okay. Now, I did some research on this, and I even went into Scopes and kind of took down what they were saying. Now, they did say that the H.R. 3200 was revised. It was something that was never passed by Congress, and that it was revised into the H.R. 4872. Now, I don't remember that. I guess this was, you know, 2.5 years ago.
Yeah.
Okay, but let me just because it still doesn't matter, because it's the whole idea that this was something that was put into writing as the first bill was enacted. And if for those of you who are not quite knowledgeable of what was in that bill, I'm going to read off to you what the big brouhaha was about.
Okay.
All right. It was in section 2521, page 1000.
Okay.
It says that the National Medical Device Registry, and this is called the secretary, okay, the secretary shall establish a National Medical Device Registry to facilitate analysis of post-market safety and outcomes data and on a device that has been used in or on a patient. And then they have the class of devices, a class 3 and a class 2. Now, a class 3 probably could be your pacemaker.
Oh, I see where you're going.
Yep. And a class 2 device, and this is what it says, that it is an implantable, life-supporting or life-sustaining. But then what does implantable mean? Now, here we go, boiling frog theory. I'm going to refer to that phrase quite often here because I have to show you how we have come. Pacemakers, what an excellent idea this was. This was a product that was helped to sustain life. It has saved many lives, and it is still going on today. But it is a foreign object in the body.
Yes.
Okay, but it's a good thing. More and more, as these pacemakers become more technically advanced, you can get a pacemaker now that automatically links you to the doctor's office.
Yeah.
Where
oh, that's what they're doing.
Yep. Where
my friend has, when he calls up, they call up and on the phone, they do something to it over the phone.
Sure, yeah. How much time before we need before, okay, we're going to put data into this product. The next new one that you get, it's going to have this in here. It's going to have that in there.
So they'll be putting it into your dental fillings.
Yep. You know, this is where it slowly creeps in into our lives, where we'll look around who knows how many years from now, months from now, and say, wow, now I know how they got this far.
Yeah.
Okay, now, what they ended up doing, if you remember correctly, this Obamacare bill was supposed to be enacted 36 months from the day of its origin. So
okay.
Once it passed Congress, which I believe was in March of 2010.
Yeah.
Okay, now, like I said, I don't remember it being revised and having, but anyway, a portion of it, we know it passed because it got upheld in the Supreme Court just within a month ago.
Oh, yeah, it's not that long ago.
Chief Justice is of all things, Roberts, unbelievable how that all went down. But, you know, that again, it's, you know, God's way of moving this thing through.
Yeah.
And in that bill, what they did is they changed the wording a little bit. And it says right here, this is from Scopes directly. The passages quoted above, which is what I had read to you earlier, refers a section that simply calls for the creation of a registry which would allow the Department of Health and Human Services to collect data about medical devices used in or on the patient. And then it says in parentheses here, the devices which patients consent to have implanted in them during surgery, such as pacemakers.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Now, the purposes of that bill was to include tracking the effectiveness of such devices and facilitating the distribution of manufacturer recall notices. Okay, can you see here the underhandedness of this? It's
yeah.
like we've got to have something to record the data of your product that's implanted in you.
Oh, yeah, they're doing that, yeah.
Because what if something goes wrong?
Right.
Okay, now, what they did include in the bill was a... Let me look at it here.
Now, this is interesting. Now, I'm going to mention this bill again for the listeners because I never knew this. I'm finding this out for the first time today. Included in the health care bill, and you can look it up yourself, section 2521, I guess it's page 1000.
Right. Now, remember, that was the old bill that supposedly got tweaked. But
yeah.
The problem is when they tweaked it, the wording was the similar, but it was more vague.
Yeah, yeah.
So it allowed, I'll tell you why they had to do the wording, and this was the result of the states of Georgia, Wisconsin, and Virginia. They passed legislation right after the Obama bill was enacted, or it looked like it was passed, called the Mark of the Beast bill. They had the foresight of saying...
Oh, really?
Yes.
Wow.
In fact, it's
the
called...
The Mark of the Beast bill.
That's what it was called. Mark of the Beast legislation. Go
oh,
ahead and Google
that.
That's
amazing.
Three states with their legislation said anybody who feels ethically, morally, or religiously cannot take the chip or this implanted device will not need to do so. Now... If three states had the foresight to do this, something is coming here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Why would they have to enact legislation, which was, by the way, not repealed? It's still on their books.
Okay.
Why would they need that if somebody didn't know what Washington is up to here?
Well, especially calling it the Mark of the Beast bill, but
exactly.
There's a few states like Texas, I know of, and Florida, where the governors have said they're not taking Obamacare. They're not going to take it. So.
But that may be overridden by the Supreme Court, like it just was, where it's like, well, you're going to have to. Here's
well, they
the
said,
issue.
They claim Perry and who's the governor? Rick Scott here now. They both claim, and they claimed it after the Supreme Court passed. They're not taking it. So
we'll
see what
not.
Happens if there's a showdown.
But when you have vague wording now in the bill that says, well, we need to collect data on pacemakers, well, that's the majority of maybe their senior citizens with heart problems.
Oh, yeah. Well, they want. I noticed that they want to give everybody a pacemaker. My aunt was in a nursing home, and this was 5 years ago. They said, oh, you have to have a pacemaker. Now, you know, she never got it because she said, no, I don't want any pacemaker. And she's still alive and doing fine. But they like to give these pacemakers to older people
mm-hmm.
anytime they have a little whatever.
Because
they,
it's a need for something to maintain better health.
Yeah.
And if the Obamacare comes through as a cheaper insurance, it will beat out private insurances. People are struggling for money as it is, unless you're the wealthy.
Well, of
wealthy.
Course it's going to beat out private insurance.
Yep.
But that's the idea, okay? They'll be putting these people out of business, so it'll be another business that goes under in this country. When you think of it, what the computer did and how many businesses it put out. Kodak went bankrupt and a number. Where do you see a travel agency anymore? You don't even see travel agencies anymore. So, I mean, there might be some left around, but there's a lot of businesses. So that's another business that's going to go down. And now they're saying they're just not even going to have enough doctors for all this. Where are they going to get doctors?
This will be government-mandated schools.
Yeah.
You know,
have
which
are
moving that way.
China. I remember back in the 60s, they started bringing doctors from India and different countries. And that was way back then. So I thought it was interesting. The other night I was watching a program, and a heart doctor, he said, no, he said, they just don't train people the way we were trained. He said, I'm afraid of the future. Now, no, it's pretty scary when you think of the masses of people that are going to be flocking every time to get medical care, every time they have a sniffle or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, that's going to bring me to, I'm going to come back to the health care bill in a minute because there's another item in there that needs to be addressed.
Okay.
Here you're talking about every little sniffle that I have to go into the hospitals. Well, there is an electronic smart skin that's being tested in London hospitals. This is last year.
Mm-hmm.
I had the article here from this. Like I said, it was last year. But notice that the technology is in the movement here. This is actually a tattoo. It is a tiny, very thin membrane piece of, like, almost like saran wrap, but it's thinner than saran wrap.
Yeah.
It's painless. It goes onto the hand. They show a picture here. It's on the wrist of the left hand, so they kind of probably did that just to, like, okay, this is the left hand, but it doesn't matter. It can go anywhere on the hand. It's got tiny little electronics in it. It says a tattoo-like film, and what it is it's very flexible. It can stretch with the skin. It's almost see-through. It's so lightweight.
Yeah.
And what it has is a little tiny electrodes in it that when the surface of the skin touches this product, it melts right into the skin. And it's, you know, don't sound like that's, you know, awful painful. It's not. It actually sheds in about 2 weeks. So it's just like if you would permanent marker your skin, okay?
Yeah.
Eventually your skin cells will shed this product.
Okay.
But here's what it does. It's like they call it a bandage-like device, and it is something that when a nurse, when you're going to the hospital, you get this applied to you. So here comes your sniffle idea. The nurse takes a scanner, and she can now take your heart rate, your blood pressure, your temperature, all using a little scan computer that she would hold. She can store that information and then go from patient to patient to patient.
Yeah.
Now, how convenient is this that when you're sleeping, you don't get bothered by, oh, I've got to take your vitals. You know, you don't need to.
Yeah, yeah.
You can just have your hand exposed and she'll scan that while you're sleeping and you're all set. How neat is this?
Yeah.
Okay. How convenient. But look at the way this is going. You have
to have
this.
Yeah, the implications are horrible.
Well, you have to have this in order to get into the hospital.
Yes, exactly.
And the nurse can't take your temperature unless you have this done to you because the old thermometer got thrown out weeks ago.
Yeah.
The new technology now.
Yeah.
So if you're not going to do this, well, then you may as well just go back home. Because we can't take you in if you're not going to allow us to put this patch on you.
Well, the thing is, I'm a big proponent of preventative health care. You know, you need to be your own doctor as much as you can.
Yes. And
you don't know what's going to happen
attention.
When you go to the doctor. You don't know what exactly. It's so easy for them to implant devices. I had a friend that worked in a hospital, and she told me that, and this was a few years ago, probably 10 years ago, she told me that they were, when a baby was born, they were implanting something into the babies.
Oh, here, and then you brought up my next point here, Susie, and tell I'm excited about this. Okay, now that brings me back to that comment I made. I'm going to come back to this Obamacare bill. Okay, the first people who are going to get this are children born in hospitals.
Yeah, well, they're already doing it. She said they didn't advertise it.
Of course
not. It wasn't something that was known, but they were doing it.
Now, this comes right off from Scopes. This is something here. I'm just going to read the paragraph here because it makes sense. I don't think I could say it any better way than the way Scopes have read this.
Okay.
Okay, a sort of device would be implanted in the majority of people who opt to become covered by the public health care option. With the reform of private insurance companies who charge outrageous rates, many people will switch their coverage to a more affordable insurance plan. Of course, that's the object of the government here. Keep it cheap.
Yeah, but they're saying health care option, but it's not.
No, it won't be. This means the number of people who choose the public option will increase. This also means the number of people chipped will be plentiful as well. The adults who choose to have a chip implanted are lucky. And then they say, lucky. Yes, lucky if you're a government-controlled lip turd. They kind of put that in there.
Yeah.
However, children who are born in the United States who at the time of birth is not covered by an acceptable coverage. Now remember, here's acceptable coverage under the government's idea, will be qualified and placed into a, okay, now listen to this. This is what it's called, Children's Health Insurance Program. Look at the acronym, Children's Health Insurance Program.
CHIP, yeah.
CHIP, there
CHIP.
We go.
Yeah. Wow.
Yes, that's called Children's Health Insurance Program, CHIP. It would seem consistent to have the CHIP implanted into the child. Children conceived by parents who are already covered will more than likely be implanted with the CHIP at the consent of the parent. Eventually, everyone will be implanted with the CHIP. And the price and the coverage of public option being so competitive with the private companies, the private company will not survive.
No.
And that's
no,
what
they
he
won't.
Just said.
No. So, I don't see them surviving. I mean, is this health care, is everyone required to have it, even if you're on the Medicare?
Well, if you're on Medicare, you're a pawn of the government anyway. Like I said, just watch. Watch this boil frog theory. As we get closer, right now they're saying, hey, you can still keep your own health insurance. If your employer decides to opt out, that's fine. You can still keep your old insurance. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
That's still being talked about.
Yeah.
we'll see how that changes. And this is where more and more I think people have got to start getting healthy.
I agree with you. I mean, it amazes me because I don't go to the doctor. I mean, I would, you know, if it was an emergency, I would go, but I don't go. I believe in doctoring myself. I had to learn a lesson the hard time one time when I, about 12 or 13 years ago, when I went to a doctor and they practically killed me. I had to learn my lesson the hard way and, to try to eat right and try to take care of myself using, you know, herbal medicine, which God gave us, the Bible says, for healing, the
mm-hmm.
leaves of the trees and the plants. And, of course, most of these medicines that these pharmaceutical companies make are made, have some of them have some herbs in them. They don't like to tell you that because they want you to think that their pill is better than what God made. So, yes, we have to get healthy because immediately when you go into a hospital, usually they stick an IV in your arm that's loaded with antibiotics and steroids. So that's the common form of treatment. And then if they can't find anything else to treat you with, they start using chemotherapy, whether you have cancer or not. I've seen
mm-hmm.
this happen to a few friends of mine. And so... yeah, we have to learn how to, maybe grow your own food. I started a little garden this year. It's not much, but I'm going to make it bigger. And I still got 4 months of a growing season here in Florida. We can grow things until late November. And we do. We have to learn how to be a little more self-sufficient and learn how to take care of yourself and to trust God because, after all, Jesus is a healer.
And that's where it is very difficult for the Christians today to understand the power of prayer.
Yes, very
and
difficult.
And I think there's going to come a
time. Especially with this
health
care bill. Mm-hmm. They're not going to care about praying.
No.
Or, no, let's go to the doctor because after all, it's free. And going over to England, I spent many trips in over to England, over 30 trips, and became familiar with their socialized medicine there in the 90s. And it wasn't a good program. And most of the people I knew in the churches, yes, whenever they had any little minor thing, they would run to the doctor because they had the free health care.
And that's the same thing
that's going to happen here.
Absolutely.
Forget about it. And I see it more and more with Christians that they don't want to trust God for their healing. They don't want to live right and eat right and try to stay healthy. I don't want their medicines unless it's absolutely necessary. I don't trust their medicines. And you don't know what they're putting. Now they're putting nanotech, those little chips. They're putting it in toothpaste and sunscreen and lip balm. And you don't know what you're getting anymore.
Yep. And look at this from God's point of view. He says, you know, your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit.
That's right.
In other words, you got to take care of it.
That's right.
And that makes sense right now when you are not able to get health care because you will not follow a chip idea or you won't follow a government running your part of your health. How are you going to survive other than taking good care of yourself? And God made very clear, your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. I expect you to take care of it. And, you know, I can run down the list of people who do not take care of their body. And America is one of the worst nations in the offense of this.
Oh, one of the most
overweight
nations.
I mean, I think any listener here will know where I'm going with this.
Well, the thing is, too, is people will believe, though, that they can eat a pill from the doctor, and that pill is a magic pill, and it will heal me if I eat that pill. But
sure.
you tell them, eat an apple, eat a banana.
But what if you can't get that pill because you refuse to have that data
exactly.
put in you yeah. so they can keep track of how your health is?
Yes.
So here comes your decision. How many of your listeners today can go into their medicine cabinet and take all of it in there and throw it out? I mean, get rid of it all. Any monthly prescription that you get renewed every month, are you willing to throw that out right now? No. I can't. Well, you better start learning to be without that. Because the time is coming where you're going to have to make a decision. Am I going to be implanted with some sort of device, or am I going to have to go through something that in the back of my mind is like, no, this is not quite right here, but you're willing to do it because you want to stay alive. Okay, here we go. And this is where put your feet into the shoes of Jesus Christ here. Where he says, I told you to take care of your body for one thing. And yes, some illnesses are not that are beyond our control. Understandable. But most of them are not.
Very few are beyond our control.
Absolutely.
Very few. I mean, it's cause and effect. But most people don't want to hear that. And
nope,
I mean, it's not
don't.
An indictment on a sick person, but there's a reason you're sick. It just didn't happen by osmosis that you were sleeping and all of a sudden a sickness came on you.
Yep.
There's something
that happened. You know why diabetes happens. Most of the time,
well,
it's a lifestyle
choice. Yeah, why does it happen? Yeah,
that's
you don't have to have a PhD to figure that one out either.
No, you don't. In fact, a lot of people control their diabetes very well without taking insulin, and they do that by diet. And
sure.
exercise, and it can
sure.
be done. However,
and it can be done. I've seen it done, and I mean, there's many, many testimonies. But it's much easier, you know, go to the doctor, get a pill, start shooting yourself up with insulin, and you know, it is really diabolical.
It's going to come to a head, and God is going to say, you know, there's coming a time here where you're going to be making a decision. And I think we're coming close to that as we have this technology here now that we're talking about. And then, of course, your choices for your children are also now effective. And this is can go with you know, anything. You know, we're not even touching the psychosis of the mind with things here.
Of
I mean,
course.
This is just physical illness.
Yeah.
We're not talking about mental conditions and
Well, we're seeing the
behavior conditions.
The epidemic of these psychotic episodes with people. And only to get worse, because now you've got genetically engineered people, and you've got babies being born in test tubes, and then you've got these vaccines. Now, I found it very, very shocking that I would post the information up about these vaccines that contain aborted babies, and yet most people didn't seem to care. It didn't seem to shock them.
No. No, because it's something for the benefit of me, my health.
Yeah.
So I don't care how this is where is the end result. What is the means to get the end result? Does it matter to you? Well, it should.
Yeah, it should.
You know, and this
but
is
it
where,
doesn't. Even to Christians weren't appalled by the fact that childhood vaccinations were being made with aborted babies. I was very shocked to see that they didn't even seem to care about it, and there was one study I heard of a while back that they were saying that if you kept your children home by up until the age of 7 and gave their instead of sending them out to school at 4.
Mm-hmm.
And that their immune systems would develop to the point where you wouldn't have to worry about them catching all these things. Because where do they catch all these things? It's in daycare or...
And whatever happened to these kids out of control emotionally? Everybody's ADD. And get them on Ritalin and get them on this. Whatever.
Yeah, get them on drugs. But this has been trending now since probably
exactly.
The 70s and the 80s. This is not a new thing, get them on drugs.
And we're coming up to a perfect storm here.
Because yeah.
Now it's like, well, I'm not going to deal with my kid without that medication. So I'm
sure.
Going to have to go ahead and get on the Obamacare bill plan because I need that for my kid.
I can't survive
without it.
I need those vaccines, those 50 or whatever vaccines.
Yep.
When I went to school, we got one vaccination, one. And that's the only one I ever had.
Yep.
And I don't even remember what
it was
for.
No, it was polio. I remember.
It wasn't polio. I'm a little older than you.
Okay, I remember the polio one. It was an oral one, and then I remember having a vaccine for a rabies shot because
you got a big mark on your arm. Everybody had them, especially if you see older people like in their 80s. So they have a huge mark on their arm where they pricked them. But okay, I went to school. I did all that. One vaccine. Now. Yeah, they're shooting these babies up. Talk about a beast. That is a beast. That is a beast. And Christians out there, you should be ashamed. And you need to know what they're shooting you up with.
Exactly. And
your
let's
children.
Let's not even talk about the whole depression idea. I got a pill to fix your depression. I've got this. I got Prozac.
I've got a pill.
Anti-depression pills are out there.
I've got a pill for everything.
Whatever happened to getting into the Word of God and praying for your condition? Yes, God does allow medication to work for people. You know, it's a means of this. But there's people that don't even give a thought to prayer. They automatically go to the doctor, and this has got to be frustrating in the sight of God.
Well,
he's like, I'm the one that made you.
Yes. You think he doesn't know how to fix you now? I made up my mind when I went through a health crisis that was caused by doctors, and if the Lord didn't heal me, he was going to take me home because that's how sick I was. But he healed me. Now, it took time. Yes, it took time. It didn't happen overnight. But I didn't get upset. I didn't sit here and try to figure out how I was going to get my healing or try to make it happen or anything. I just somehow, some way, I just got into that mode where I was going to trust God. Though he slay me, yet I'll serve him. And I'm going to rest in God. And You know, if he heals me, fine. If he doesn't, I get healed the ultimate way, and I go on home. So, but he did heal me. He did heal me. And I didn't need any Benny Hinn or, you know, any of these people. I needed Jesus Christ. And, yeah, he better be the remedy. Otherwise, we're in big trouble.
And I think Christians who have gone through what you have, who have seen the power of prayer, the laying on of hands, and how miracles do work, these people are going to be at the forefront when things start happening where Christians are now realizing that I cannot get this type of device inside me. And they're going to have to rely on God. And
but there's many of them that are going to get the device.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And now, and here is something that you have to consider. Let's say you're one of these people that are on the fence, and you're like, you know, okay, no, I'll never get that. And then here comes the situation where you're going to need to. That little device being implanted in you or on you or whatever technology that they have, you know it's coming. It's going to be here. What if once that's implanted, it cannot come out? Okay? There is also this possibility. It does not get removed because you cannot do it. You can't find it or whatever, whatever the case is. It cannot be removed. And we can start the government can start tweaking the device from outside devices.
They're already doing that with the pacemakers.
Yes, right. And your cell phone. I'm going to use your cell phone as a perfect example. I had a cell phone that I've had for about 5 years. I'm one of these people that I very seldom use my phone. It's for emergencies only. When I am out of the house, you want to get a hold of me, you need to get a hold of me, that's fine. But my family is the only people that have my cell phone.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't call for every little thing, okay? I like to be left alone.
When
I'm driving, I don't want to be on it. It's just that old-fashioned. I'm old-fashioned with my cell phone. Well, the dumb thing, one of the numbers was sticking or something. And all I needed to do was have them get into that and just kind of pop that button out. Simple, okay? So I go in and I ask Verizon, it was my carrier, and I says, I just would like this fixed. And she looked at it. She said, oh, this phone's, you know, an old one. And I said, I know, but just fix the button. Oh, I'm sorry, we don't fix that anymore. We're going to give you a new phone.
Yeah.
Free of charge.
Uh-huh.
You're going to get an upgraded phone.
Yeah.
Your plan needs to be upgraded anyway. You're due for a new phone anyway. And I could not get them to fix my old phone for the life of me. I says, I like my old phone. But they says, well, you can't have the old phone anymore. And so I got a new one. I got a smartphone now, and this is a stupid person working a smartphone. I don't like it.
I don't have one. I don't have one.
But that's the whole idea here. You get something like this as a device inside you, and then who says that, okay, we need to tweak this up one? So they can do this from an outside source, and now you have an updated chip in you, and it's been updated, and it's been updated to the point where it can now control and know whatever you do. And that's where, again, the boiled frog theory comes in. And this is that movement. And this is where I see it being so dangerous. And people need to realize this and just be aware. And I tell people, just bottom line, never, ever, ever get anything on or in your right hand or your forehead.
Yeah.
Anything. I don't care what it is. Even if you
but
go
you don't
to a
even
concert,
know what they're slipping in, because if you're going in for surgery or you don't even know what they're slipping in.
And you know, and I'm not saying that when you go to a concert you get the stamp and it's always your right hand. You notice that? In order to get back into a fair or go back into a concert, you need to get stamped.
Yeah.
I always give my left hand. Not because I think that's the mark. No, 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 no. I want to train my mind to think that I cannot do. I can't do that. And how many people don't even think about it?
You don't think about it.
Do you think about it? When you get re-stamped to re-enter a concert, do you think about what you just did? You took a stamp on your right hand. And a lot of people are like, oh, you know, that's ridiculous. It's not. It's your boil frog theory. Get it into your frame of mind here that you cannot do this. Just start now.
Well, look at the RFID chips, those tracking chips. Now, when you buy anything in the store, everything's got it. So you bring this thing home, and it's a little white tab that's on just about everything you own. And it's
tracking.
Yeah, they're called
smart tags.
What is it doing? What is this thing doing in my house? Is it listening to me? I don't know. What is this thing?
Well, I mean, and this opens up a whole kettle of things. I'm just going to give you something here. And this was something I learned just last week. And I had an amazing person talk to me. He was instrumental in creating the RFID chip.
Oh.
A medical doctor who was instrumental in it, helped to perfect it. I got some information from him, which was unbelievable. Now, think about this. 2,000 years ago, it was written in the Bible upon the right hand or the forehead. Thinking that the governments could care less where it goes, okay, because they don't read the Bible. Okay, let's just plan on that, okay?
Yeah.
But they've got to know, and the devil knows, where this will end up going, the right hand or the forehead. And why would not, and I thought about this, why would not the devil, who is going to be with the Antichrist in the end, why wouldn't he come up with something that would go into the left foot to throw people off?
Yeah.
You see where I'm going?
Yeah.
This would give the Christian the mark of the beast because it's on the left foot. Kind of like, see, it's not so bad. It's not on your right hand and it's not on your forehead. So just go ahead and take it. He told me why that won't work, and this is unbelievable. There are only three parts of the human body where underneath the skin there is constant temperature at all times. That is on the hands and the hairline of your forehead.
Uh-huh.
And he says that is not, it is a biblical thing to have it on the right hand or the forehead. But that's not the reason why the medical community will be doing that. They need a little tiny electronic like this, needs to have constant temperature. He says they will be putting it on the hand or the forehead because of a medical reason. It's the way your human body was created. God knew that many, many thousands of years ago when he created man, that there would come a time where there will be a medical implant device or some kind of device implanted that's electronic, and God needed to create a place in the body that was a constant temperature for this device. And guess where it is? It's on the hand or the forehead.
Yeah.
And why right hand? Because it's uniform.
You
say an oath, you shake your hand, you pledge of allegiance. I mean, all around the world, the right hand is generally uniform. So now you see where that needs to go and why. And they are just finding this out now as they're working with these bioelectronics, that it's the temperature that makes a difference.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know what? Don't we serve an amazing God?
Yeah, he knew all that.
He knew all that ahead of time, and he's warning us. And this is what I want to stress so much, is I'm warning everybody, just pay attention to this. Pay attention, because it's going to start with the least of us, the kids, the older people who need it for health care.
Yeah.
Probably prisoners, because they're, you know, controlled by, you know, we need to track them. It's a lot better than having a wristband or an arm ankle
band.
They've
already done it, doing it to pets, putting the chips in.
Yep, because it's all convenience. And
there's
always a benefit, But just look ahead. Just look ahead in what you're doing. And that is just so important. And understand the book of Revelation. That's what we need to do. You may think, okay, if you believe that there's a rapture that occurs before the mark comes out, hey, I'm blessed, I'm out of here with you. But then teach your grandchildren, whoever is going to be left behind, because that will be important for them to
understand.
Yes,
whoever is going to be left behind.
Right.
Now that you mentioned the book of Revelation, of course, Christine is the author of Explain This, a verse-by-verse explanation of the book of Revelation. And how can they get your book?
Oh, they just go to my website, which is www.explainthis.us.
Okay.
So the only, it's not a .com, it's a .us.
All right.
And, you know, and we can talk about the relationship of the 666 to the mark. I mean, that's a whole other show again.
Yeah, that's a whole other show, and I want to do that.
And that's another Boyle Frog theory. How do we get to the 666 point, where that triple digit, the number
of evil.
Well,
I really learned something today because I had no idea that this was incorporated into the Obama health care was for people to take a mark.
Mm-hmm.
I had no idea about that.
Yep, March of 2013, which is, less than a year away. It's when it's supposedly to be enacted, but things can change, you know. I mean, that's something just to keep an eye on, but just become more and more aware. And like I said, the whole idea that this got upheld in the Supreme Court by the swing vote of a conservative like Justice Roberts.
Well,
to a
so-called conservative. I mean, who are these people?
Unbelievable.
Wolves in sheep clothing, the whole bunch of them. So whatever benefits their idea of the way the world should be, because I would say probably every one of those justices have a one-world view, and whatever benefits this one-world view is how they're gonna swing. So... I mean, who really knows these people unless you sit down and talk to them? We just know what we're told for the most part. So we better know the Lord Jesus Christ, and we better know his word. We better trust him for our healing, the great physician, the only one that can heal us, because doctors can't heal anybody. They know that. They can't even cure a cold. So they don't heal anybody. They can help you, but they cannot heal you. And there's only one healer, and that's the Lord Jesus Christ. And any of us that have been healed by God know it's much better. It's a much better way to get healed.
Absolutely, and it can be done.
It's
called faith through prayer, and I think as we come through the end times here, as people start realizing that they cannot trust their doctors anymore, that you cannot be going into the hospitals.
I said, no, I'm not going through that again. I've been around that mountain once. So I'm not going around that mountain again. And I worked out a way to try to keep myself as healthy as I can and without having to go to the doctor.
Yep.
Because I don't want to go. No, I don't want to go to doctors. Not unless it's, an absolute emergency. And you have to go, but I stay away from you. Stay away from me. I'll stay away from you. Thank you, Jesus. But Christine, thank you so much. What a blessing it was today.
You
really am blessed.
We could talk for another couple hours about this subject.
I'm gonna see if I can get you back in here in about 3 or 4 weeks to do that 666 program because that'll really be interesting.
Unbelievable what I found. You will be surprised how much
I will. I will.
I always
learn something new from you. So thank you for
betcha.
Your ministry. And you're on the radio, too, on Blog Talk Radio.
I am, and I'll probably get more into that this fall. I am so busy now with the garden, and I'm trying to tweak my program a little bit where it's a little more professional.
Yeah.
I'm learning on this. I'm still fairly new to doing my own show, but, I will...
we're all learning.
And just keep an eye on Syria, people. You know,
this
is a big one, too. This is another show.
That's another show, but I want to talk about that, too, because that's definitely got some end-time end time implications.
You bet. We're coming on some exciting times. Just people, just be aware of what's around you.
Yes, amen. All right, thank you very
you
much,
bet.
Christine.
Thank you,
bye-bye.
Susan. Bye-bye.
And everybody, give your life to Jesus, because he's the only one that can save you. He's the only one that can heal you. He's the only one that really loves you. He's a friend that sticks closer than a brother. And ask Jesus Christ to come into your life today. Get down on your knees and tell God you're sorry for your sins. Repent and turn away and ask Jesus to reveal himself to you and to come into your life and to make you a new creation. And he will. You will be born again. Hallelujah. Thank you for tuning in this week. And tune in again next week, okay? God bless you.
I'm going to a city that's set on a hill. Its ruler and maker is the Lord God above. Oh, I'm going to a city, and it's set on a hill. And someday I'll be in heaven, and there'll be no sorrow there. Oh, I'm going to a city, it lies four square. The gates are made of jasper, and I'll see Jesus there. I'm going to a city, and it's set on a hill. And someday I'll be in heaven, and there'll be no sorrow there. Heaven, and there'll be no sorrow there.